我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let's have to turn to the book John chapter 6.
我们读六十八节和六十九节。
So we can read the verse 68 and 69.
今天早晨我从主那里领受的信息从这两节经文出来。
And today I got a word from Lord is from these two verses.
第六十八节、六十九节，弟兄姊妹们翻到圣经，请我们一起来读。
If you turn into those two verses, please read together.
西门彼得回答说：“
Simon answered him,
主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？”我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。这两句话没有半分钟就说完了。
And within a half minute, we can finish these two verses.
但是这句话在彼得说出来却不是一件容易的事情。
However, this is not easy thing to speak from Peter.
这句话可以代表彼得对于耶稣基督的认识。
And these words really represent what is the Peter's understanding to the Jesus.
这里也可以说到彼得在他人生中追求的目的和方向是什么。
And also we can tell what is the purpose and direction for Peter to pursue his life.
这里又讲到信心的道路。
And also point out to the way of faith.
又说到他主权的转移。
And also talk about the transfer of sovereignty.
彼得说主啊你有永生之道我们还跟从谁呢
And Peter said that Lord you have the words of eternal life to whom should we go
我们已经信了又知道你是神的圣者
We believe and know you are the Holy One of God
这里也说到彼得他一生道路的改变
And also we can know that is the change for Peter
彼得在这里提到一个问题叫做永生之道
And Peter here mentioned a word, that is the words of eternal life.
其实主耶稣并没有问他这个问题。
Actually, Jesus did not ask him about this question.
这个故事的背景我们知道约翰福音第六章刚才我们弟兄起来读圣经的时候说到这是一个神迹的事情的之后的结果。
And from reading the background of this verse, we know that this is the miracle Result.
主耶稣才用神迹，用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千群众。
And Jesus just used five bread and two fishes to feed five thousand more people.
众人正在惊异。
And the people just amazed.
主耶稣却告诉他们说：“我是天上的真粮。”
And Jesus told them that I am the bread of life from heaven.
所以主耶稣在这里看见群众们追随他的心智。并不是因着真理的问题。
And so Jesus knows that why the people follow him, not because they won't look for the truth.
果然，当主耶稣讲完这段严肃的真理之后，严肃的真理 serious.
After Jesus talk about this serious truth,
许多人离开他去了。
And so many people just left him.
他们的话很简单，他说：“这话甚难，谁能听呢？”
Because they say that this is hard teaching. Who can follow? Who can accept it?
谁有人能够把他的肉给我们吃呢？把他的血给我们喝呢
？Who can give his flesh and blood to feed us?
简直是不可思议，甚至极尽荒唐的事情。
It's really impossible and ridiculous.
所以他们退去，不再与耶稣同行。
That's the reason they left Jesus. Don't want to walk with him.
跟随耶稣的人这么多，剩下一小撮。
And so many people followed Jesus, but only a handful of people left.
所以主耶稣就回头对这十二门徒问这个问题。
So Jesus asked his 12 disciples about this question.
他说：“你们也要去吗
？”And are you also going?
彼得说：“不去。
”And Peter said no.
而且彼得在这里讲了一件事情：为什么他不离开耶稣
？And Peter also pointed out the reason why he does not want to leave.
他说：“主啊，你有永生之道。”
Lord, you have the words of eternal life.
所以你知道彼得心里所追求的，他虽然是一个渔夫，他却注意永远的事情。
So we know that even Peter is a fisherman, however, he really cared for this eternal life.
我们每一个人都应当注意更有价值、更能持久的事物。
And same thing for us, we have to pay more attention to those valuable things and also everlasting things.
所以你买房子要买牢一点，买好一点，买新一点，对不对？
So when you purchase a house, you would like to buy a more firm and a new house.
所以你买车子要买一个检维修率比较低的车子，对不对？
And also the same thing applies to when you purchase automobile, you like the maintenance free one.
不仅是买东西物质的事情这样。
It's not only about purchasing things.
就是我们其他的事情也是一样。
And this can also apply to other things in our daily life.
中国人说我们人生追求的叫做三不朽。
And we Chinese talk about, we look after about three
三不朽 incorruptible.
incorruptible things.
什么是三不朽？立功、立德、立言。
What are the three incorruptible things? That means you had to care for the words and your
morality
and
merit.
Merit, 功劳 okay.
Merit. 所以什么事情都不成，至少要写一本书流传后来，对不对？
And if you have not made any achievement, at least you want to read one book.
就是别人的东西不能写，写我们自己的自传也还可以，是吧
？At least you can write your own autobiography.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见人的思想都在寻求一种永恒而且能持久的事物。
So from all this, we can tell that human thinking always want to pursue these kind of everlasting things.
在这里，年轻人也应当注意哈，在我还没有结婚的时候，我的老师告诉我一件事情。
And before I did not get married, my teacher told me one thing.
他告诉我说，有一天你遇见了你心爱的女孩子之后，你要注意一件事情啊。
And one day, if you met a girl you really like, you have to pay one attention.
他说有一件事情就要注意，就是将来你的计划中间一定要把她放在里面。
That is, you have to include her in your plan.
所以他就跟你能够创造一个共同的将来，对不对
？So you both can create a future.
所以每一个人不仅是活在过去，也要活在将来。
So every single one not only live in the past, also you had a plan in ahead.
所以你看见人是有一种思想，要想到更远、更长久的事情。
So from this we can tell when you make a plan, you had to think about the things really, lasting.
但是你能想得多远呢？
But how far can you think about?
所以中文很妙，叫做永远、永远，很远、远远到那里，远到永，叫做永远。
So that is really wonderful in the Chinese word about forever, everlasting.
神在传道书里面告诉我们说。
And so God in the Ecclesiastes told us that.
神把永生放在人的心思里面。
And God really put this kind of eternal life in our thinking.
把我们的思想里面放进一样东西，叫做永远。
And that is in our thinking, put one word called everlasting.
所以彼得虽然是一个打鱼的渔夫，他心里面想到永远的事情。
So that is why even Peter is a fisherman, however he think about his eternal life.
你不要以为只有那些大智大慧的人想到永远的事情。
Not only those people with a great wisdom to think about this.
神把永生的思想放在每一个人的心里面。
And this kind of eternal life really building everybody's mind.
所以人会产生各种的宗教的行为。
That's the reason why we have different religious behavior.
每个人都希望能够不死。
Everybody hope that they will stay forever.
就是死了，还希望能得到永远的生命，还能够再有第二个生命。
And even though they have to die, they still hope they can receive eternal life.
前些日子我正好看从这个苏弟兄手里借了一本书。
And a couple of days ago, I borrowed a book from Brother Su.
这本书的题目是汤恩比写的书，叫做《历史研究》。
And this book called The Study of History, written by Arnold Toynbee.
Toynbee. 这本书很厚很厚啊。
It's a very thick book.
但是在最前面的序言里面，已经把整个思想轮廓告诉我们。
However, in the preface, already described the whole pictures.
这位二十世纪伟大的历史学家，他观察历史做了两个结论。
He's a great historian in the 20th century. He makes two conclusions.
他研究人类的文化作为基本不变的一个真理。
And he studied about the human civilization as the two things.
一方面他说到文化。
One side he talked about the civilization.
一方面他说到宗教。
And on the other hand he talked about religion.
而且他认为人类文化发展到极致的时候是产生宗教的需要。
And he talked about when the human civilization reached the peak, and then will result in the religion's needs.
你听啊，这句话跟很多人讲的不一样了。
And this is quite different from most other people.
在十九世纪刚开始，我们听见一个声音。
In the beginning of the 19th century, we heard a voice.
那个声音说这些话告诉我们说当人类的文明进步的时候就不再需要宗教了。
It talks us about when the human civilization reached to a point, human being will no longer need any religion.
当我们每一件事情都能够放在实验室里面，放在工业仪器里面，把它发展出来的时候，人就不需要神了。
And when everything can put into the laboratory and those kind of machine, then we don't need the God.
但是这些话就非常像今天人文主义所说的话，跟共产主义所宣传的。
And this is really similar to what is the communism they try to propaganda.
我们所受的教育告诉我们说，人定胜天，所以有一天我们不需要神了。
And so from our education, we always been taught that human being can overcome the heaven, so we don't need God.
今天人文主义还没有完全倒下来。
And today the
humanism.
The humanism.Did not totally collapse.
但是共产主义已经倒下来。
However, the communism had already did.
你看俄国的那天所发生的事情。
So we can look back to what has happened in Russia.
那里说明什么呢？
What it tells us.
说明把人当作机器对待是没有价值的。
So if you treat human being like a machine, it is valueless.
为了牺牲，为了要叫国家富强，牺牲个人的自由跟发展是行不通的。
And just want to sacrifice the human being and in order to make the country be stronger, it is not, it cannot work.
因为每一个人都有他生活基本的需要，生命基本的需要。
Because every human being has its daily needs.
你看等到共产主义一倒台之后。
So we can see after the communism collapse.
我相信在苏联许许多多人他要得到自由，要恢复宗教的信仰。
I believe that the people in Soviet Union, after they receive the freedom, they want to pursue more and also religion things.
汤恩比就这样说，他说当文化崩溃之后，一个超越性的宗教情操是人类文明的出路。
So Tom B said that when the civilization collapses and the religion superior sentiment can be outlet for human civilization.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见教会不要妄自菲薄呀。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we don't have to look down upon our church.
今天我们虽然在世界里面，许许多多人好像轻看这些信徒的人，认为你们是愚昧，认为你们没有道理。
Even though some other people think about we are foolish and it is not worthy to do such things.
岂不是主耶稣也说吗？教会在世界里面是好像珍珠在埋在地里面一样。
And as Jesus said that before, church in the world just like a pearl be undermined in the ground.
所以人看不见它的价值。
So the human being cannot see its value.
但是主耶稣说他要变卖所有的，要来买这块地，把珠子把里面的宝藏得回来。
So that's why Jesus said that people would like to sell everything, all his belonging to buy this land because he want to get the pearl.
今天我们看见我们已经信主在教会里面。
Today we already believe in the Lord and we are in the church.
我们有时候觉得非常软弱。
But however we feel so weak.
觉得自己非常不配。
And we feel we are so unworthy.
我们传起福音来也没有什么力量。
And also we do not have strength to spread gospel.
当我们请人来听福音听到的时候，他们也漠不关心。
And also when we invite the people to come church for evangelical meeting, they won't pay attention to it.
但你不要灰心啊。
But don't be disappointed.
因为像汤恩比这样的人，他看见人类文明没有其他的出路。
Because even like the historian Tom B, he can see there is no other outlet for human civilization.
你不要灰心啊。
Don't be disappointed.
我们中国有一个人叫做和田，从前找到一块宝玉。
And in the ancient time, there was a Chinese called 和田, and he found a jade.
他找到了玉献给君王的时候。
And when he offered the jade to the king.
那个王看着说：“这不过是一个普通石头，你来欺君，所以把他手砍掉。”
And the king was really mad, saying, "This is just a common stone, and you offered to me, so he cut his hand."
等到第二次新的君王起来了，他又把这个玉献给君王。
And the second time after the new king come up, and he offered the same jade to the king.
结果这回把他的腿砍掉。
And the king, this time, the new king cut his leg.
我想这个人真笨哈。
And I'm really think he's really stupid.
现在中国人也不会做这种事情，哪有献给君王都藏起来，觉得好就藏起来就是了嘛。
And I believe that the modern people would like to hide such thing if you really think it's worth it.
但是真正在这块石头里面有宝玉。
However, really in this stone there is very precious jade.
所以以后人把它打开来，叫做和氏璧。
So that's what that's so when the people open this stone and they call this is 和氏
yeah
和氏 jade.
弟兄姊妹，教会就是这样。
And dear brother, this is the situation for the church.
有一天教会被提的时候，人才能看见他在神眼中的价值。
And one day when the church will be lifted up, so the human being can really see the value of the church.
但是我觉得汤比也有一些可惜的地方。
And also I think it's a very sorry thing for Tompi.
因为他我并不清楚知道他是不是对个人对耶稣基督有清楚的认识。
Because I don't quite sure whether he really knows Jesus by himself.
他如果对于宗教有一种比较尊重的看法。
So even though he has a respect toward the religion.
但若是他对耶稣基督本人没有真实的认识。
However, he did not truly know who Jesus is.
那他所得着的还不如彼得这个渔夫。
So then what he received is not a more, the value is not, is no more than what his Peter has.
今天我们看见我们信主的价值在于认识耶稣是谁。
So today we know that the value of knowing, of believing the Lord is we know who Jesus is.
彼得在这里说明耶稣是谁。
So Peter in here just mentioned who Jesus is.
他说我们已经信了你，又知道你是神的圣者。
And here he mentioned that we believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.
这位圣者指的是谁呢？
And who this Holy One of God point to?
在路加福音第一章很清楚地给我们看见。
In the first chapter in the book of Luke.
玛利亚怀孕之后，天使向她显现，对她说。
And after Maria been pregnant, and the angel revealed to her.
天使对她说，圣灵要临到你的身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此你所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。这是路加福音一章三十五节。
Okay, so in the chapter 1:35, we can see that the angel replied to her that. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
这一位圣灵怀孕至高者的儿子要被称为神的圣者，因为他是神的儿子。
So the Most High will be overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
所以彼得在那里说，我们认识你是神的圣者。
So Peter here say that you are the Holy One of God.
证明他已经知道天使向玛利亚显现所做的预言。
And he testified that he already knows what his angel revealed to Mary.
神竟然会成为人的形象，在肉身中间行走，在这位耶稣基督身上。
And how marvelous that the Lord will be in the form of the flesh and walking among people.
当彼得承认耶稣是神的圣者的时候。
So when Peter recognized that Jesus is the Holy One of God,
他不仅承认耶稣就是神的儿子，
not only he recognized Jesus is the Son of God,
他也接受了道成肉身这件事实，
and also he accepted the fact that the words became flesh.
他可以知道，我们可以说彼得是完全明白了救恩的精髓。
So from here we really can tell that Peter knows the essence of salvation.
救恩的精义是什么呢？
What is the essence of salvation?
就是耶稣应着父神的命令取了肉身的形象来到地上。
And that is according to the Father's command, Jesus is in the flesh.
他在地上的时候教训教导行神迹传福音。
And when he was on earth, he really preached the gospel and to show different miraculous signs.
当时候到的时候，他为我们成全救恩，舍命流血在十字架上面。
And when the time was up, and he just gave us all the salvation and handing himself in the cross.
这一个神的救恩在耶稣基督身上成全，神的圣者唯一的工作。
And this salvation has totally completed in Jesus.
我们称他做耶稣，称他做基督。
So we call him Jesus in the Christ.
他就是神的圣者。
He is the Holy One of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这里彼得说了一句了不起的话。
So Peter here really said one marvelous word.
他真是有神的启示。
He really got a God's revelation to him.
他说我们已经认识你是谁，知道你是基督，知道你是神所立的那一位。
Because he replied that we know and believe that you are the Holy One of God.
为什么彼得能这样说？
But why Peter can say so?
我想因为彼得跟主耶稣同在同行。
I think because Peter was walking with Jesus.
所以这里他说，主啊，你有永生之道。这个永生之道原文是什么呢？
And so here, when he say that you have the words of eternal life, what is the word in the original language?
这个永生之道的道原文是 rhema, 是神的气息、呼吸。
And in Greek, that was called rhema. That means the God's breath.
你知道一个人说话的时候一定有气息的。
So we know that when people talk, they have to have breath.
如果有些人说话激动的话，他口沫横飞，对不对？
And even though when you're too excited and you will spill over.
所以话出来的时候，气息也出来了。
So why the words come out from the mouth and also the breath come out?
在希腊文里面，气息就代表话。
So in Greek, the rhema means the breath.
主耶稣所说的话，彼得说：“你的话里面大有生命。”
And Peter said that Jesus' words really have the life.
你懂他的意思吧？
Do you know what it means?
我不是说那有些人讲话平平淡淡他就没有生命。
And I don't mean that when some people talk about some plain words that does not have any life.
前两天我看见电视上面有一个人记者被访问。
And in a couple of days ago, I saw the TV interview.
那一个被访问的人是一个播音员。
And the interviewee was the broadcaster.
他说他第一次讲播报新闻的时候，一共只有一分半的时间。
And the first time when he made such kind of broadcast, it was only 1.5 minutes.
但是他因为太紧张了，这一分半钟声音平平平平平平平一路平下来，一分半中间也没有呼吸。
And because he was, is it he or she?
He.
Okay.Because he was so nervous, and within his 1.5 minutes, there is very monotonic tone. There is no breath.
他说我大概也没有想到换气，也没有想到呼吸，讲就是一分半钟这么讲完一句话就完了。
And during this 1.5 minutes, he didn't breathe and didn't, you know, change the tone.
我说主耶稣说话有生命的气息，并不是只是他说话动听而已。
And what I mean, Jesus' words really have the life, does not mean it is really attractive, it's really pleasing tones.
因为他是神的儿子。
Because he is the son of God.
从他身上下来的每一部分都带着生命。
So every single part of him was carried with the life.
他说话也好，他做事也好，他就是不做事，用温柔的眼光看着彼得，也都带来生命。
And no matter whether he speak out or he just looking around the people, and because his gentle eyesight, so that really shows the with the life.
刚才那首诗歌里面说他是何等的温柔怜悯。
So in the hymn I just sang, and it really talk about how merciful, how peaceful he was.
主耶稣就是这样，在他所有接触的人中间流露神的生命。
So Jesus just revealed his life among all these people he contact with.
彼得看见了，说这是永远的生命。
So Peter saw that and said, "This is the words of eternal life."
彼得说，我要的就是这个。
And this is what I want.
我们知道你是神的圣者。
And we know that you are the Holy One of God.
彼得在这里告诉我们怎么样可以得到这永远的生命。
So Peter here told us how can we receive such a word of eternal life.
他说我们已经信了你。
He said that we believe in you.
什么叫信主呢？
What means believe in the Lord?
很多时候有些时候我和人谈福音。
Many times when I preach the gospel to people.
最后总要问到这个问题，你已经信主了没有？
Finally, I always conclude withHave you already received the Lord?
有些人告诉我说，他在某某一次大的福音聚会里面，心里很受感动。
And someone will reply to me as, when I was in a very big evangelical meeting, I was really touched.
有些人告诉我说，他看见圣经上的话，觉得他自己觉得非常的卑微，很盼望认识那位永远的真神。
And some other people will reply that when he read the words from the Bible, he really think he's really unworthy.
我有一个朋友在芝加哥。
I have a friend living in Chicago.
他最近写信给我。
reason he wrote me a letter.
因为我把录音带寄给他，他有时候也听一听。
Because I send a tape to him and occasionally he listened to it.
他是我非常好的朋友。
And he's a very good friend of mine.
他说正好他住的地方现在住在一个退休的老牧师家里。
And since now he lives with a retired pastor.
那个老牧师就告诉他说你要做三件事情才能做基督徒。
And the old pastor told him that you had to do three things in order to be a Christian.
第一个，你礼拜天要去聚会。
First one, you have to go to the church.
第二个，你要对人承认你是基督徒。
And the second part, you have to recognize among the public you are a Christian.
第三，你要读圣经。
The third thing is you have to read Bible.
我的同学说，这三件事情我一件也做不到，我只好不做基督徒了。
And my friend replied to me, since I cannot do any of that, so I cannot be a Christian.
他说礼拜天我没有时间去聚会，因为我替人看书店。
Because on Sunday, I have to watch the bookstore for some other people, so I cannot go to the church.
第二，他说我也不知道怎么样对人说我是基督徒。
The second part, I don't know how can I tell to people I'm a Christian.
他说我也不知道怎么读圣经，这么厚我不会读。
And also, I don't know how to read the Bible, such a thick book.
看样子我不能做基督徒了。
So it seems that I cannot be a Christian.
那弟兄姊妹们，是不是这样才能做基督徒呢？
Dear brother and sister, is that a way you can become a Christian?
很多人心里恐怕有这样的问题。
Maybe some of you have the same question in your mind.
但是圣经给我们看见信主的道理不是这样。
However, we can see that from the Bible, this is not a way to become a Christian.
是你做了基督徒之后，也许你应该去聚会，也许你应该对人做见证，也许你应该读圣经。
And it looks like after you become a Christian, you had to go to church, you had to preach the gospel, and also you had to read the Bible.
难怪他如果还没有做基督徒，他怎么能对人宣告他是基督徒呢？
So no wonder, before you become a Christian, how can you proclaim you are Christian to people?
那么怎么样做基督徒呢？
Then how can we become a Christian?
我想你有没有引起一些人兴趣？怎么样才能做基督徒呢？
So I don't know whether it aroused some interest to other people. How can we be a Christian?
很多人在教会里听了半天几年的道，不知道怎么样做基督徒。
And some people come to the church for years, and they don't know how to be a Christian.
圣经里给我们答案是最简单的。
And the answer from the Bible is so simple and easy.
就是你接受耶稣基督作为你的救主。
That is, if you would like to receive the Jesus to be your Savior,
你就能够做基督徒。
Then you can become a Christian.
因为当你把耶稣基督凭着信心接进来的时候，他就住在你的里面。
So when you receive the Jesus to your heart with your faith, then you can become a Christian.
你有基督在你里面，你就是基督徒。
Once you have Christ in your heart, then you are Christian.
所以罗马书第十章第九节告诉我们信主的道路。
So Romans 10, verse 9 told us about a way to become a Christian.
你若心里相信，口里承认，就必得救。
So if you
心里相信，口里承认。
If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。底下第十节说，因为人心里相信就可以承认，口里就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
And the next verse says that, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
相信什么？
So what do you believe?
相信耶稣基督从死里复活。
Believe that Jesus is raised from the dead.
承认什么？
And what to recognize?
承认耶稣为主。
And recognize that Jesus is a savior.
这样就可以得救。
And that in this way, then you can be saved.
那我们看彼得有没有得救？
So then we can go come back to see whether Peter is saved.
我们注意到彼得一开口就对他说：“主啊。”
And remember when Peter replied, the first thing he said, "Lord."
这个主可能是因为他是他的夫子。
And this Lord because he is his teacher.
但是这个主无论如何是从心里面向他发出来一种顺服。
And no matter how, when he called the Lord, this is a kind of submission from deep of his heart.
而且因着彼得这样承认他是主，他说我要跟随你。
And also because when Peter recognized he's the Lord, he would like to follow him.
我们刚才讲到彼得认识他是神的圣者。
So we already talked about it. Peter know that he's the Holy One of God.
这一位来到地上的耶稣就是神的儿子。
And this one come to the earth is the Son of God.
虽然他还没有钉十字架。
And even though he was not crucified yet.
但是彼得已经知道他的工作是什么。
However, Peter already knows what his work.
今天我们每个人是不是知道耶稣的工作是什么呢？
Today, do we know what is the Jesus' work?
你知道他是为你的罪是在十字架上面。
Do you know that Jesus was crucified for you and our sins?
所以他来到地上不是无所谓的。
So when he came to the earth, not because he don't have any purpose.
若是你知道耶稣来到地上的目的，并且你相信他已经完成。
If you know what is the purpose for Jesus to come and he has accomplished his goals.
那你就可以得到称义成圣的把握。
Then you can be saved. You really have this kind of words and evidence you can be saved.
我希望唯愿今天早晨在这里所有每一位弟兄姊妹在这里聚会的来听福音的朋友都能像刚才我们唱的那首诗歌一样。
And I wish all people come here, no matter you are saved or you come here for the message, we wish you just like this morning's hymn.
那首诗歌里面说，那一天我就接受他做我的救主。
And that day I accepted him as my savior.
那一天我就以他为我的主。
And that day I recognized him as my savior.
我来信靠这位加利利的陌生人。
I would like to depend on this, the person of Galilee.
The stranger of Galilee. 弟兄姊妹们，你看彼得做的见证多好。
And dear brothers and sisters, we can see how wonderful Peter has made such a kind of testimony.
他说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
And he said that, Lord, you have the words of eternal life. To whom should we go?
弟兄姊妹们，你一生追求的目的是什么？
And what is the purpose of your daily pursuit?
你今天所有追求的事情都不能叫你满足。
So every day, everything you are pursuing today may not satisfy your heart.
如果是这样，我要恭喜你。
If that is the case, then I would like to say congratulations.
因为神把永生的思想放在你的里面。
Because God already put this kind of eternal life thinking in your mind.
当你寻求永远生命的时候，你必须来到耶稣的面前。
While you are looking for the eternal life, you have to come to the Jesus.
因为只有耶稣，他就是永生。
Because only Jesus itself is eternal life.
当你认识他的时候，他的生命所散布的，他的言行、工作，每一件事情，散布天上的生命。
And every single thing revealed from Jesus is really to tell us about the life in the heaven.
彼得是有福的。
So Peter is really blessed.
他已经知道耶稣有永远生命的道。
Since he already knew that Jesus had the words of eternal life.
我希望你也得着。
And also, I hope you can receive it.
像彼得一样宣告。
Like Peter made such a kind of proclamation.
我们来跟随你。
We would like to follow you.
当彼得这样宣告的时候。
When Peter makes such a kind of proclamation.
他是把他自己的一生投在耶稣身上。
And he really make such a lifetime commitment to Jesus.
你要注意自己跟随耶稣不是在平顺的时候。
So we have to notice that to follow Jesus is not in your smooth life.
这里多少人都退开，不再与耶稣同行。
So how many people already walk away from Jesus?
彼得却做了一个重要的选择。
But Peter has made a very significant decision.
不管别人怎么样。
No matter what other people choose.
彼得说，我要跟随耶稣。
Peter said, I would like to follow Jesus.
亲爱的朋友们，你愿意跟随耶稣吗？
Dear friends, do you want to also follow Jesus?
我们已经信主的弟兄姊妹们，你也愿意像彼得一样跟随他说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
And also the brother and the sister, do you want to also say, like Peter say that, since you have the words of eternal life, to whom should we go?
你愿意把你的一生再一次献给他吗？
Do you want once again to make a commitment to Jesus?
主啊，你有永生之道。
Lord, you have the words of eternal life.
我们还跟从谁呢？
To whom should we follow?
我们已经信了。
We already believe in you.
并且知道你是神的圣者。
And also we know that you are the Holy One of God.
你能像彼得一样说吗？
Can you say like Peter?
我们请求弟兄姊妹们，每一个人在主的面前都这样寻求他。
I really plead every single one to make such kind of pursuit in front of the Lord.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
若你从来没有接受耶稣在你的心里，
If you never receive the Lord in your heart,
这次是最好的机会，你开口对他说，你是神的儿子，我要信你。
This is the best opportunity for you to say that I would like to accept you.
求你接受我。
And please also accept me.
求你住在我的心里。
And please live in my heart.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们赞美你，我们敬拜你。
Dear Jesus, we really praise you. We want to give all the thanks to you.
因为我们知道你是谁。
Because we know who you are.
你是神的儿子。
You are the Son of God.
你是那位神的圣者。
You are that Holy One of God.
你是基督。
You are the Christ.
是神所命定的那一位。
And you are determined by the God.
你是耶稣。
You are Jesus.
你来到地上。
You came to the earth.
为要成全公义的救恩。
To complete the salvation.
好拯救我们进入你的国。
To save us into your kingdom.
叫我们进入神的同在中间。
Let us to enter into God's coexistence.
当我们承认我们生命的虚空的时候，
When we recognize our life is such empty,
我们就来到你的面前。
Then we came in front of you.
你既然把追求永生的思想放在我们里面，
Since you already give us the thinking of pursuing the eternal life,
求你把你自己给我。
Please give yourself to us.
求你住在我的里面。
Please live in our heart.
主，我们再一次把自己的生命奉献给你。
Lord, once again, we want to make such a commitment to our life to you.
我们要像彼得一样说。
We would like to say the same thing as Peter.
主啊，你有永生之道。
Lord, you have the words of eternal life.
我们还跟从谁呢？
To who should we go?
但愿我们重新与你更新在你面前的约。
We wish we will renew the covenant with you.
让我们一生跟随你。
And let all our life to follow you.
无论平顺。或者艰难，
No matter the life is smooth or it's hard,
让我们跟随你。
Let us to follow you.
听我们这样的祷告和奉献。
Please listen to our prayer and commitment.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.